Nearly 8 months ago, U.S. troops began their assault of Baghdad. Here's what NPR's Ann Garrels saw.
They first took on Iraqi positions along the bank of the river, which is next to the Republican Palace. They hit an ammunition.
The Republican Palace compound was built by Saddam Hussein and sprawls over hundreds of acres of prime Baghdad real estate. At the heart of the complex was Saddam's official residence, a massive marble and concrete mansion topped with four colossal bronze busts of the Iraqi strongman, each wearing what appeared to be a pith helmet. The 13-foot-tall statues stood silently as the fighting moved through the area. Again, NPR's Ann Garrels.
The battle progressed starting early this morning with American troops moving several miles through the grounds of the vast Republican Palace just across from me on the south side of the Tigris. As the home of Saddam's administration, government offices, barracks, the elite Republican Guard, this area has both strategic and symbolic value.
U.S. troops eventually did take over the Republican Palace, and the move was symbolic. It quickly became the headquarters for the American-led Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. But still sitting atop the building, visible for miles, the four giant bronze Saddam heads remained, relatively unscathed. Until yesterday, Iraqi construction workers, armed with a crane, managed to decapitate one of the 7-ton statues, removing it from the Republican Palace. Scores of watching Americans and Iraqis reportedly cheered. Several companies bid to take down the busts, including the one that installed them 7 years ago. The construction company hired to do the work refused to be named for fear of violent retaliation. But on site, a supervisor said, "Saddam used to say, 'The problem is in your head, so we will chop it off.' No problem. That's what we are doing to him." One of the busts will be destroyed, the other three will be removed soon, and turned over to Iraqi authorities, who might put one in a museum.